You're listening to SBS News.
As a young woman of colour, Ravimbo Tagara says she's experienced harassment on the streets from strangers on many occasions. But it was one recent incident in particular that stands out.
I was waiting for my tram to go back home, and as I was waiting, there was a man who was saying a lot of racial slurs, and as I was about to cross the road to catch my tram, he spat in my hair. I felt really disgusted, first of all, because I got my hair spat on. But at the same time, I felt really unsafe because I didn't know what this person was capable of doing.
Despite being surrounded by other people, the 26-year-old says no one helped her.
There were a lot of people around. It would have been great for somebody to intervene or to ask if I am okay after that.
Ms. Tagara is teaming up with other youth activists and high-profile Australians to encourage people to stand up to street harassment. In a new survey of 2,000 adults, 78% of Australian women say they've experienced sexual harassment in public places. That number rises to 90% for those in minority groups, including Indigenous and culturally diverse women, those who have a disability or identify as LGBTIQ+. It also found 70% of Australians have witnessed street harassment, but only 36% intervened. That's despite 8 in 10 women reporting that their experiences of street harassment were vastly improved when someone did speak up. Plan International Australia Chief Executive Suzanne Legina says unwanted sexual behaviour is not a compliment, it's a crime.
We've just come to accept it as normal and we don't even blink an eye. So I think part of the campaign is to raise awareness of what it is, to give you the tools to do something about it.
The organisation is offering free virtual training sessions on how to respond to harassment without further inflaming the situation. Model and media personality Maria Thuttle is urging Australians to get involved.
You can get educated in 5 different strategies that we like to call the 5 Ds. It's distracting, it's delaying an incidence of harassment, it's documenting, delegating and being direct. And these things are going to enable you to safely intervene so that people don't have to experience this alone.
She says she recently called out a group of men who harassed her in a car park in Melbourne.
I decided to say something because I gauged in that moment that I felt safe to do so. And I told them point blank that they made me feel unsafe. And they apologised. But the thing that I want to impress from this story is not every situation is the same, but what is consistent is that it is not the victim's responsibility to intervene or to put themselves at risk.
Experts say while intervention is important, more needs to be done to address the root causes of the problem. Dr. Bianca Philiborne is a senior lecturer in criminology at the University of Melbourne.
Ultimately, we need to be targeting the behaviours and the actions of men who are engaging in these behaviours and challenging those, you know, social attitudes and norms that normalise and excuse street harassment in the first place. So, that's really going to involve much longer term responses. So things like education in schools, community education and awareness raising campaigns, for example.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.